This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This is a good email. I got this yesterday. Byron. And I love it. Okay, do they tell their friends? Do they call their mama? No. They write the Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, this was speedily. Byron writes, Doc, my boss hit on me after work today. I got this at 7:48 p.m., which means if work, I mean, unless, you know, it happened after a graveyard shift, so he had all these other hours to tell everybody else. But I love the fact that I am included in their first run people to tell. My boss hit on me after work today. Yes, hit on me. I liked it. Maybe because she has the power to fire me, I'm not sure. Do I go for it? I'm single. What do I have to lose? Okay, a lot to lose. No. Okay, now I wish you could call. I understand this happened at night. You're probably at work now, so you can't call, but I got tons of questions. Okay, like number one is she married? Okay, if she's married, no, you don't go for it. Okay, I would say absolutely hell no. All right, if this is just any work-related person, I'd also probably say no, okay, because you don't poop where you eat, right? We've talked about that. I mean, it depends on what type of a boyfriend you're going to be, okay? You need to, whenever you start a relationship, always look at what the end of the relationship will be, all right? I used to do that when I dated guys. If I thought the guy was going to shoot me at the end of the relationship, if things went sour, I wouldn't get started with them. You know, but if you think the breakup's going to be nice and no one's going to lose their job and you'll get to still work in your little cubicle, even though you're now dating somebody else at work and you dumped her, you know, then there may be less fear to enter the relationship. But I mean, stop and look at the situation. She is your boss. And I don't think a lot of bosses are allowed to date their employees. So she may get fired and not be your boss. And then you now get a new boss, and that boss is going to be like, okay, you know, he could be way worse. I mean, it sounds like you got a cool boss if the boss, I mean, if it was an advance you like. So this is obviously a boss you like, you could live with, you could deal with. Okay, you know, trust me. Sometimes, you know, you guys all complain about your bosses. You have no idea what a bad boss is. So quit complaining. You always think the grass always looks greener. I would obviously, because of what I've said on the show before, say don't go there. It could only end badly. Now, there is always the rare case of love at first sight, where this is your yin to your yang. This is your bake to your shake. This is your cheese to your macaroni, right? You know, and you know, you'd be like, look, you know, this is the person I am supposed to be with. And, you know, I don't care about whether we're working together, I'll quit. This is the person I'm supposed to be with. That's one thing. But if you just kind of dig the fact that she hit on you and she could, you know, play all Miss Boss, and I don't know how you dressed up in the bedroom with that one. Corey and I never tried it. Again, we're not very creative in that respect. I would say it could only end badly. All right? Because again, you don't know what she's thinking. Now, what if your boss just wants a fling? All right? How does that make you look? I know you're a guy and guys are probably, you know, high-fiving each other and smacking each other on the back, but I mean, what if this is a career that you are trying to advance in and you don't want to have the reputation that you're sleeping your way around? I know for guys, you're like, huh, what? I don't get it, Dahlia. Trust me, okay? The tables are going to turn where guys are going to look like sluts. And you don't want that look. I mean, we women, you know how hard it's been for me as a woman to not sleep with somebody in fear that I would look like I was a slut? You know, I have to have an image of being a very, very good girl. Because when I, you know, grew up and, you know, when I was entering the working world, waiting tables and secretary jobs and all the other teaching and all the other things I did, you bartending, though, you could flirt. You could flirt when you bartend. That was fun. But anyway, you know, you didn't want anybody thinking you were advancing. Then I'm in medical school, for crying out loud. You think I'm going to date anybody, you know, that could be my superior? No way. I wanted everybody to know that I could do this on my own. And the other secret that a lot of my listeners probably already know, but the world doesn't, so don't tell anybody, is sex is not my strong suit, okay? So my having sex with somebody is more of a deal breaker, all right, and will kind of kill the whole career mojo I have. So that's not going to help entice. That would only hurt. So for me, keeping that all locked away in a chastity belt and me just going about my career, doing what I'm doing, proving that I was a woman that could do what I need to do. Look at me on radio. Does it look like I've slept to the top in radio? No. I haven't slept with anybody in the radio business. And trust me, there has been a lot of opportunity. Okay? Because why? I sound sexy. Nobody knows what you look like. And then all of a sudden they meet you. You know? So, you know, you get, you know, all right? But no, I made it here where I am right now, right, with the lowest rated show in the history of America because I didn't sleep with anybody. And I'm proud of it. I would rather have that. Now, the ratings aren't that low. I would rather have that than a top-rated show and have slept with multiple men having amazing nights of passion that just don't stop and being put on a pedestal. I've done something wrong, haven't I? Don't go for it. Don't date the boss. Now, how do you turn her down? No, don't do the gay thing. It works. The gay thing works. Trust me, many a guy told me they were gay, and I didn't cry when they broke up with me. It works. But again, she catch you doing a lie. You know, what I would do is you could say, you know, look, you respect her too much to do that. And you love being at work, you love having the relationship you have with anybody. You think the sex is going to mess it up, and you don't, you know. Wow, that's a tough one. Man. All right. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
So strong. I know. I got to get new bumper music. Sorry, guys. I am working on it. I am trying to record my own bumper music. I know. Hey, not only do you have to listen to me talk, but you're going to have to listen to me sing. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dial. Tom is so nice. Big thanks to Tom. Big thanks to everybody listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We were talking about somebody getting hit on by his boss, Byron, and it made me over the break pick up an old email. It was by a woman who had wanted to be better at sex and wanted to know, you know, what makes you a good sex partner, okay? I never talked about that one on air. I could tell because I didn't flag it. So what makes a woman a good sex partner? Okay, now I could give you my ideas. And then we have the guru of all men websites, AskMen.com. I don't know if you guys are going to like what the AskMen.com say. Okay, but how I look at it is what makes you a good sex partner? Saying yes. Okay, you know. First, allowing the sex to happen. Not making your husband feel guilty for asking you about the sex. I think that makes me a lot more desirable. Not bringing up my mother or his mother in the act. And, I think that's just it. I mean, that would probably be the extent. Showing up would be my thinking. But no. Men looks like may look at this differently. Okay? If you go to AskMen.com, they have 7 qualities of a great sex partner. All right, boy. Okay, so here we go. Number 1, she's clean. Okay, that's interesting. First and foremost, your perfect sex partner needs to be well manicured, trimmed, groomed, pampered. Skin is soft and clear. She smells sweet. And then they go into something I probably better not talk about. Okay, so anyway, that's one thing. She aces the oral test. Nope, I'm going to skip that one. She's open to new adventures. Could be dirty talk. It could be new orifices. Really? Really? Is this what guys are looking for now? I am so screwed if I'm ever single again. She is the one to propose new things to try. So, ladies, not only do you have to be willing to, this is according to this Ask Men website on qualities of a great sex partner, but you have to also be the creative one. You know when you ever go to a pitch meeting? Whenever you go to a meeting for TV or radio or whatever, there's pitches and you're doing a pitch meeting, you have to be able to pitch ideas. And so you are proposing certain positions, toys. In fact, she may even invite one of her friends. No. Come on, people. Really? She's got a sexy shape. Oh, I am so screwed. Apparently, there is an absence of cellulite on her thighs and butt. I am so going to be celibate if my husband ever leaves me. I am so afraid to go out there. Okay, it's impossible to see her nude without thinking about sex. That's how good she has to look. She doesn't rush you. All right, so you're performing, and you don't feel pressured. Okay, I'm in trouble with that one because I got to go to work or, you know, I got to go feed the cats, okay, or I got to go work out. So sometimes I do put my husband on the time limit. Oh, boy. And then she has that je ne sais quoi. What does that mean? Okay, that sounds very dirty to me. Okay, so that is what I guess men, according to AskMen.com, is looking for a great sex partner. Here I thought just showing up. All right, well, good luck, people. Honestly, good luck. Man, Okay, the season you were born in can affect your mood. You know how, you know, we talk about how Geminis, you know, are moody, right, because they're born on June 16. I'm a Gemini. I'm not moody. I'm just always in a bad mood. All right, but a team of scientists from the University in Hungary have found that when someone is born can play a role in their chance of developing a certain particular temperament or mood disorder. And what they did is they looked at you know, a variety of things, like, you know, what, you know, maybe the type of seasons. Was mom outside in the sun? Was mom exercising more? They also looked at previous studies looking at dopamine and serotonin levels that could influence mood, that could also be affected by the season of their birth. So they said birth season may have a longer lasting effect. The researchers assessed the correlation between the birth season and the personality traits in adulthood. And they found that if you were born in the summer, you had more of a cyclothymic temperament, rapid and frequent mood swings, than those born in the winter. Now, okay, keep in mind, if my birthday is June 16, that means my parents copulated, did the deed back in September. So what could have been going on in September that would make me the way I am? I'm very energetic. I do get grumpy. I do get giggly. And I'm very gassy, so I don't know. I don't know. That's I guess. All right. Those born in the spring and summer were also more likely to possess a hyperthymic temperament, higher levels of energy, and positivity. I'm more positive than I used to be. The findings also revealed that participants born in autumn were less likely to be depressed than those born in the winter. And those born in the winter were less likely to have an irritable temperament than those born in other seasons. So if you are a winter baby, you're less irritable. And if you are born in autumn, so if your birthday is like around now, now you see, this is how I look at it, okay? How I look at it is, you know, this is like to me the best time of year. The next 3 months are the most exciting times of the year. I love it. The weather starts to turn cold and crisp, and you got leaves falling and Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving. So to me, I think everybody is all excited. On top of that, you got a birthday. And everybody always gets excited in their birthday month. So that's, I don't know. That's how I look at it. Maybe it's all kind of exciting. I mean, I know there's going to be a time where I'm not excited because I'm getting older. I'm going to be like, oh, no. All right, let me see. They say temperaments are not disorders, okay? So none of us should be, you know, filing for disability for this, all right? They're not disorders. You don't need to be medicated right now. But they are biologically driven behavioral and emotional trends. Both genetic and environmental factors are involved in your temperament. And now we know that the season plays a role, too. So the high mood tendency in the summer, they find quite intriguing. I'm intrigued. Now they want to look at genetic markers to give a better indication of the connection between season and mood disorders. Now, some of you are thinking, well, this is like the seasonal affective disorder. If you're in Seattle, you get more depressed. Not entirely. There's not, you know, as much depression as you would think in Seattle. All right? Because Seattle's very pretty. Okay? When I'm in Seattle, I am like on a buzz because there's all this green. There's all this water. It's like forest meets water. It's exciting. I love it. And it's because a lot of times I'm in Seattle because I'm going up to Alaska. So I'm always excited when I'm in Seattle. But some people, they just need temperature. They need seasons. But what if you're born? Are you just always going to be destined to be grumpy? You know, are you always destined to going to be giggly? How I look at it is that's going to be very, very hard to. I think scientifically prove, even though they're putting science behind this, because where I live is always hot. I live in Las Vegas, except for maybe 6 weeks of the year, it gets really cold. Alright? And then it's just kind of hot again. You know? So, you know, we still have our air conditioning on, and it's October 22nd today. It's October 22nd, and we have our air conditioning on. Okay, right now, you have everybody else prepared for the polar vortex. People are getting their winter gear, et cetera. Us, we're finding a couple hoodies, maybe a couple pullovers, because it's just not. Now, mind you, the desert gets really cold at night. Desert temperatures really, really do drop, which is why a lot of people die of hypothermia out in the desert when they get stuck, because they just don't underestimate the temperature drop. And the temperature drop is pretty bad. And it gets pretty, pretty cold. And you're not dressed for it because you're dressed for summer. So if your fall is back east where it's snowy, that's a heck of a lot different than fall in Phoenix. So if a child is born in Phoenix in the fall, to me, that would look like spring elsewhere. You see what I mean? You guys dig? All right. So that was one of today's top headlines. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security benefits going up by 1.7%. Yee-haw! We're also going to be talking about how beer can increase a man's ability to conceive. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. Apparently in Canada, there's been some fires, some shots fired, and several actual little shooting incidents. We're getting told here that Ottawa police say shots have been fired in 3 places in the Canadian capital. I believe the parliament right now is on lockdown. They said there were 2 soldiers standing guard at the war memorial in Ottawa near parliament, and a gunman shot one of them Apparently a journalist said soldier was doing drills nearby, ran to help the fallen soldier, and they could tell it was a soldier that was shot because he was in a ceremonial uniform. Let me see. We're kind of getting reports. Numerous gunmen. Apparently there was a report that there were numerous gunmen that were shooting. We're also hearing reports that one of the gunmen has been shot. So I'll keep you posted as we get more. This is just some breaking news and what's going on in Canada right now. All right. Also news today on the autopsy report of Michael Brown. Michael Brown was the unarmed black teen who was killed by a police officer, white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. This had happened. I'm trying to remember the date. And there was obviously we've been, you know, watching the Ferguson coverage over the last month or two with the riots, etc. And it's taken a while for the autopsy report to come. I'm thinking it's been at least 4 weeks, and some of these reports they'll take a while. But now we're being told that it looks like he was shot in the hand at close range. And the autopsy report also reveals that Michael Brown had marijuana in his system. This shot in the hand at close range is being assumed to be in line with what a police officer had said, where he was reaching for the gun. If Michael Brown was reaching for the gun, shot was fired at the hand. That's what they're reporting. I mean, I'm sure there's other reasons for somebody to be shot in the hand. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch published a report on its website. Suzanne McCune, administrator for the county medical examiner, acknowledged that the report was accurate, but said the office did not release it to the newspaper. So this might have been a leak. They say the county report in some ways differs from the autopsy conducted at the request of the Browns family, which concluded that the shots were fired from at least a foot away and as far as 30 feet away. I mean, how could they be so off, these two reports? The county report says a preliminary investigation indicates Brown became belligerent with the officer Darren Wilson after Wilson asked him to stop walking in the street. The report says Wilson attempted to get out of his patrol car and that Brown pushed the door shut and began to struggle with Officer Wilson. The report says the gun went off during the struggle and that Brown fled. Wilson gave chase, they said, and opened fire when Brown turned and started running back towards the officer. Brown's family said the officer attempted to pull Brown into the patrol car and that the teen was killed when, after fleeing, he turned around and raised his hands to surrender. The county autopsy report says it looks like the shot traveled from the tip of his right thumb towards his wrist. The report says there's no stipple, powder burns around a wound that indicated a shot fired at relatively short range. But Michael Graham, the medical examiner for the city of St. Louis, told the newspaper that the stipple does not always appear when it's really close, such as within an inch or two. The county report does indicate that the thumb wound contained foreign particulate matter consistent with products that are discharged from the barrel of a firearm. I tell you, forensics are fascinating. It's a shame, again, that someone died in this incident. But I don't understand how there could be so many conflicting reports with witnesses. You have some say the arms were up and he was surrendering and was just shot, dictatorial style, or you have, you know, he was fighting for the gun. As he's reaching for the gun, he got shot. And we're hearing reports bullets went up the body. So, well, as more reports come, but I think this was a leaked report, and it wasn't the official report that came out. So we'll keep you posted as we get more on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So drinking beer, all right? Many times you'll be drinking beer, and your wife will say, stop it, we're trying to have a baby, stop drinking. Because we've found alcohol to be an issue when it comes to sperm production. Well, now we have a new study that says drinking beer may actually increase your chances of becoming a father if you drink a few beers each day. Whoa. This is according to a study done by Massachusetts General Hospital. The study looked at 100 men at the hospital whose partners were undergoing in vitro fertilization between 2007 and 2013. They say guys that downed at least a pint and a half each day were more than twice as likely to have children through in vitro fertilization than those who were sober. Coffee drinkers showed the opposite effect. Men who drank more than 2 cups of coffee each morning had their chances of becoming fathers drastically cut to 1 in 5. They said caffeine may actually harm a man's sperm at a molecular level. Yet, and they think the very high octane coffee that you guys drink could seriously harm your chances of having a baby. They say a shot of espresso contains about 100 milligrams of caffeine. Men who drank 265 milligrams or more had the least chance of becoming fathers. They said high male caffeine consumption appears to reduce the chance of having a clinical pregnancy. So a few drinks of alcohol a day, maybe it reduces stress. Maybe, for a man, maybe men need their beer. You know, it's saying, you know, look, men need beer. Maybe that's what, you know, life is all about. They get to drink their beer, then they go and get to make sperm. I don't know. So, what do we recommend? Right now, I don't know what to recommend, okay, because I'm not an expert in, reproductive medicine, right? But it is a very, very interesting study in that alcohol may hurt in some cases, may not hurt in others. And I know some of you think alcohol is the superfood. Right? You know, they're trying to say, no, walnuts are the superfood. But a lot of you are like, no, alcohol, wine is. No, I want to give it that much credit. But it's interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say one-year-olds that are heavy and tall may be at risk for obesity later. This is another study saying if you have a heavy baby, they may be heavy later. They say infants who quickly add weight and length may be showing a genetic propensity for obesity. As toddlers and adults, certain genes have been linked to increased body fat, but the same genes in infants promote proportionate gains in fat and lean muscle. At a year, kids with these genes are heavier and taller. By 2 and 3, they're linked to excessive weight gain. So, you know, when your kid starts to grow and starts to grow fast and gain weight, one of our kids did that after his tonsils. He wouldn't gain anything. He was stuck for a year at his weight. We were really scared. He got his tonsils taken out. And all of a sudden, he grew like a weed. But he grew fast. And, you know, you can't control that as a parent. You're not going to not feed him. All right? But that's when you also need to teach a kid, very important early on, that sweets are a treat and a rare treat. Unfortunately, people now have dessert after every meal, even at lunch and breakfast. Breakfast is sweet. Lunch ends with something sweet. And dinner ends with something sweet. We got to get rid of that. Okay, so let me see what else. The researchers zeroed in on 16 gene variations previously linked to obesity and found a connection between rapid growth and obesity. All right, I think we got the point on this one. All right, so how much of it is parents? You know, I had a child yesterday came in. Mom's skinny, dad's skinny, child's obese. There's a lot of genes. You know, she's seen doctors. She's, you know, considering lap band. You know, environment is huge, and we could do as much as we can. I don't think a lot of us do enough. But when I have people where, look, all we're doing is serving vegetables, we don't know where the obesity is coming from, we got to listen to those people. We got to listen to those kids, and we got to listen to those parents. Get them help. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Social Security benefits are going to be going up by 1.7%. Yeehaw! So millions of older Americans are going to get a little bit of money up in their monthly payments next year. It's a third year in a row. The increase will be, unfortunately, though, still less than 2%. The annual cost of living adjustment is called COLA, all right? And it affects payments to more than 70 million Social Security participants, disabled veterans, federal retirees, etc., and that makes up about a fifth of the country. The increase will amount to about $20 a month for the typical Social Security recipient. Now, to me, it's good news because it's not stagnant and there's an increase, but it's probably bad news for a lot of people because it's not enough to meet the annual cost of living. All right. You know, when the government decides the annual cost of living goes up X amount, you and I are looking at the gas pump. You and I are looking at restaurants. You and I are looking at, you know, grocery stores. And we're like, wait a second here. Okay. I don't know if $20 a month is really going to cut it. So, they said the government announced the benefit increase today when it released the latest measure of consumer prices. By law, the increase is based on inflation, which tells us how historical average is so far this year. I don't think any of us are really confident in, you know, the government's economy reports and their cures for a bad economy. So for them to come out, you know, and, you know, say, well, you know, this is what we calculated to help you all, I don't think a lot of us have a lot of confidence in that. All right. They said, for example, gasoline prices have dropped over the past year while the cost of clothing is up by less than 1%. This is according to a September inflation report. The cost of meat, fish, and eggs, they say, is up by nearly 10%, but the overall cost of food is up just 3.1%. Not where I live. Medical costs, all right, are up 1.9%. 1.9%, try 50%, at least. 1.9% my foot. You see, who's figuring this out? Congress, they say, enacted automatic increases for Social Security beneficiaries since 1975. That's when inflation was high and there was a lot of pressure to raise the benefits. They said for the first 35 years, the COLA, not Coca-Cola, but the cost of living adjustment, was less than 2% only three times. They say next year this will be, I guess, less than 2% for the fifth time in 6 years. This year's increase was 1.5%. The year before was 1.7%. Now, they say Social Security is financed by a 12.4% payroll tax on the first $117,000 of a worker's wages. So when I pay my staff, all right, 12.4% of what I pay them after what I pay them has to go in addition to payroll tax, okay? You don't take it out of their check. They may pay their own Social Security, but I as an employer. So for every employee, right, every employee you have, that's 12.4% of their payroll. Now, what happens if you're in an economy where employers are hiring less people? Okay, well, that's one less 12.4% going out, et cetera. And what do you do if you have employees that are only part-time? Now you have less payroll for them. Why? Because you're trying to avoid the Obamacare tax and the Obamacare mandate. And then what happens if people are like, you know what, this is a lot of tax money. So, you know, not only are we paying staff, but we have to pay for taxes on top of that, then I'll just hire less staff. So whenever the economy is bad or stagnant, and I know parts of the country say the recession is over, for other parts we're like we're still seeing it, you're not going to see a huge jump in the payroll tax, you know, providing for Social Security. So I'm not surprised. I'm just glad that there's some sort of an increase. All right. So they say the wage cap of this first $117,000 of a worker's wages is going to be raised to $118,500. So what ends up happening is, let's say you are, I don't know, a dentist, whatever, and you're making $125,000 a year, and you are an employee of a dental firm, okay? For the first, I don't know, 10 months of your salary, whatever, all right, payroll tax is being paid. But once you hit that $117,000 mark, the boss doesn't have to pay the payroll tax anymore. Now they're going to raise that to 118.5. They say right now 59 million retirees, disabled workers, spouses, and children get Social Security benefits. 59 million. The average monthly payment is $1,192, so about $1,200 a month. They say the COLA also affects benefits for about 4 million disabled veterans, 2.5 million federal retirees and their survivors, and 8 million people who get supplemental security income, which is a disability income for the poor. Now, what they did is they took this COLA, they calculated it by comparing consumer prices in July, August, and September. So they look at the 3 months, and they compare it to the 3 months from the previous year. If the prices go up, then the benefits go up. So I predict that inflation is going to rise, and we're going to later see more Social Security rises, but I don't think the Social Security is going to rise to the degree that it needs to. I also foresee that we are going to not have enough money going into the Social Security fund. All right? Obviously, the government's mismanaged money up until now, which is why we're in the position we're in. You know, we had all these baby boomers putting the biggest population balloon that we've had, putting money into Social Security. Amazing work ethic, full-time work, putting money into the system. Now here they are ready to draw on it, and Social Security's in trouble. Why is that? The money should have been put in. It should have been there and sitting there in a bank, gaining interest, not spent on other things. So now the baby boomers are ready to cash in on their Social Security, which they deserve, and it's not there. Now, who's the next population putting money into Social Security? All right, well, it's us that are understaffed, overworked, only working part-time, underpaid. All right, you know, we were desperate, so we took jobs that were a lot less than we expected. You know, making way less income than we were before. So now we're putting less money in. Plus, we have a lot more people living on benefits, government benefits, as opposed to taking the job, because the government benefits are starting to look very close to what the minimum wage would be. So you have less payroll taxes being paid. How do we later fund Social Security? Now, this is something very concerning for me, because I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have a pension plan. A lot of my patients don't either. A lot of my friends and families and neighbors don't. So we are going to be relying on Social Security. That $1,100 a month is going to be our only saving grace. And if Social Security doesn't exist later because of the way the system is now, you don't have enough people putting money into the system. Yeah, I can't stand it. I have patients come in that will say, look, you know, this works in Canada. Not my Canadian patients. Canadian patients have come down, you know, for the winter. You know, they're like, no, I don't get the Canadian system. All right. Maybe the Canadian system's good, maybe it's not. But the difference between Canada and us is more people pay, a higher percentage of their population actually pay taxes. So how do we get a system like Canada or Germany, etc.? All right, we're going to be going to socialized medicine. We're going to be going to more and more people relying on the government dollar. Yet, who is left to pay the taxes? Now, what the government may have to do is then tax other things and collect on those if people aren't filing tax returns and you know, and taxes aren't going in because of jobs. Okay, government is going to have to figure out how to collect taxes that are not related to payroll. But they won't do that, okay? They won't find ways to make illegal immigrants or whoever, you know, pay. They're going to just keep asking employers to pay more. And they're going to probably be expanding the payroll tax. Well, how's that going to work? I want Social Security later, people. That's basically my whole retirement plan right there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
For virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.